Rob, thank you. Regina, nice to see everybody here. You know, one of the things about repeating, because you're hearing this for the first time, all of you, but we've done once before, is I just want to let you know that I think the content will be equally good, but we were funnier the first time around. I'm sorry about that. There seems to be a little shyness about repeating some of the same jokes, even if it's only to four of us. However, I'm not that shy. No, I am too. So nice to be here. I'm going to be focusing on workforce issues in relation to the healthcare reform legislation. I'll start sort of broad and go down from that. We've just ended with a good exhortation to be positive and to advocate, which I certainly endorse. An alternative approach I have is that I'm from California and I'm proud of it, and we welcome you. I don't have any financial relationships. All righty. We're going to have the opportunity, I hope most everyone's going to be able to stay through the plenary. HRSA Administrator Mary Wakefield will be there, and I believe she's been given a lot of opportunity and responsibility in this legislation, well-deserved, to deal with some of the broad health workforce issues, and particularly public health workforce issues, which she identified early on as a priority for her. One of the things that HRSA has done is take advantage of work done elsewhere is to now be the federal voice that anoints the nationwide shortage of a variety of health professional groups, whether it's physicians or nurses or public health professionals or pharmacists, at the same time recognizing here, as we all do, that there's a shortage no matter how you measure it by need or demand, but there's also a problem which is particularly in this economic recession that despite the need for a lot of this workforce, we're finding erosion of capacity of employment because these very state and local governments are obviously coming under great attack. So we're going to need to reconcile that a bit, of course. I want to focus in a little bit on the public health workforce. It doesn't narrow things down a lot. As you all know, the public health workforce is very complex. It's a lot of different kind of jobs in a lot of different places, but we've had some guidance by some publications of late to focus us in to think about the workforce and its role. One is the IOM report that followed a similar one of about 20 years earlier on the future of the public's health, where they did focus on the health workforce a bit, and a companion report that came out more specifically addressing workforce issues, the Who Will Keep the Public Healthy report that didn't just look at the need for the public health professional workforce, although it focused on that, but it also looked at, following what Regina just talked about, the need for public health education at basically all levels in our society, starting from K through 12, working on up, including our other health professionals, and other professionals, all of whom have significant relation to the health sector. Mentioned what you know. I mean, this is just a partial listing, but these are some of the main categories of public health workforce, and then you think of all the different areas in which the public health workforce actually is employed. The public is still somewhat sort of stuck, not that it's not an important sector, on governmental public health agencies, but we all recognize that there's a lot of employment and a lot of activity in public health at a community level outside of government health agencies, in academe, in the private sector, and the like. So it is complicated, and one of the feelings that came out of the Who Will Keep the Public Healthy deliberation was something we're going to actually see implemented with healthcare reform, which is a need to have good workforce analysis, a need to periodically enumerate who the workforce is, and then have a means for trying to assess demands and needs, which will help us figure out how to educate that workforce. One subset of the workforce, a subset that always gets a lot of attention, is the physician component. I'm not sure, this report didn't get as much attention as some others, but a Institute of Medicine report just a few years ago identified about 10,000 physicians currently working in the United States, largely in primarily devoted to public health activities, and estimated that there was a shortfall of approximately an additional 10,000 more. So a significant gap of need. And I think this report did help inform some of the activities that followed with health care reform. At the Association of Schools of Public Health, with which I'm involved, we had understood, everyone talked about it, whether it was our sister organizations, NACHO or ASTO or whatever, HO, ASTO, everyone talked about the workforce shortage in public health, but no one had quantified it. And we knew it was hard to do, but we said, well, the physicians weren't shy quantifying their workforce shortage needs, and they used some pretty traditional approaches to do that. So we set about doing the same thing for public health. It has lots of judgments that are made around it, but in fact, we made some conservative assumptions. But the bottom line of the analysis was, if you just tried to have as many public health workers per population who were working in 1980, because we know there was an erosion in public health infrastructure in the next 20 years, and keep that up, given the size of the population, we'll be short about 250,000 public health professionals by 2020, just 10 years from now. That's about a 50% increase of our current workforce. Now, when I said it was conservative, we didn't talk at all about global health workforce needs. We didn't talk, for example, about something a lot of you recognize, which is a really impending wave of retirements, even with the recession, because we know that the public health workforce as a cohort is a relatively old one compared to other health professions and is aging. So that's the estimate there on the public health workforce. We were able to drill down these estimates on a population basis, state by state, and this just gives you a little map to get a feel for it. So you can see that the darkest blue means that there'll be more than 10,000 workers shy, and then the percentage of the current workforce. California always comes up because we're so big and have such a large population. So our percentage off is only 30% of our current workforce, but the actual size of our workforce being so great, it comes in as one of the larger needs. And I provide this to you because advocacy on a state level has been effective trying to get support for workforce, and these charts are available for you on the ASPH website, asph.org. We didn't just enumerate the workforce. We started several years ago, because this activity took place in 2007, 2008, to advocate for the kinds of steps we'd need to address the recognized and now quantified shortage. You know, we were self-serving. We said we are the organization that trains, you know, we're 46 schools, that trains 90% of the graduate level trainees in public health. There are accredited public health programs as well, so we wanted to train more of those. But we also knew that we, with others, played a role in continuing education for the current workforce, that we, with others, should have a responsibility for helping for undergraduate public health training, which was an increasingly exciting field for students and is expanded of late, particularly in the global health arena. And we also identified the role to do dual training with existing professionals. The IOM report in 2003 said 25 to 50% of all physicians trained in the United States at the medical, going through medical school, should receive the equivalent of 1 year of Master's of Public Health training. If you're going to do that, you need to have the capacity to try to get these folks into population level thinking. And we'll all talk about the need for primary care physicians for the delivery side. But if we're going to really insert prevention and public health into the thinking as we go through these opportunities with healthcare reform, we need to have the physician workforce better trained than they are now to the population level prevention, health evaluation, intervention, effectiveness, community based participatory research, all those things, comparative effectiveness, all those terms and ideas that get linked together that are very much in the domain of public health. We obviously asked and recommended there be more funding, and we're going to see that, and I'll get back to that in a moment. So I think for despite the disappointments and the threats that may be coming on post-election,